Hey, hey, lovely. Welcome back to the podcast. We are trying something a little bit new today because we're going to be upping the ante when it comes to the podcast, which is what this podcast episode is all about. If you're new here, I'm Suze Chadwick, a business and mindset coach, helping you to play bigger, to get out of your own way, to pay yourself more so that you can build the business that you actually want. So today we are talking all about the truth about quantity and quality when it comes to your business. Now, this is a really impromptu episode. I did a reel this morning and got into a conversation with somebody in my community about a number of different things, and it's inspired me to record a whole bunch of podcasts. And so these podcasts are going to be raw and real. They are going to be short and sweet, and I'm going to be getting them out there as fast as I can. I'm not going to wait till like next week and the week after and the week after to get these to you. As soon as I feel inspired, I'm going to record an episode and then I'm going to get it out to you. And so the reason that we're talking about this is I was listening to Omar, who is a biz friend. He owns or used to own Webinar Ninja before he sold it, and he hosts the $100 MBA. And the other day I heard him say that they do 2 million downloads a month on the podcast. Now, in podcast land, that is like the top of the mountain. That's incredible. Those numbers are amazing. And the reason that numbers in podcasting matter, just to give you some context, is that the more downloads you get, then the higher your ranking normally is. It means that you can get bigger guests on the show because obviously your reach is much bigger. It means that you're going to have a lot more people listening to your podcast, which means that more clients, because we know that we get a lot of clients from the podcast. And so today's question is the quality and quantity of what you're putting out getting you the results that you want? Now, when I hear him talk about the fact that he has 2 million downloads, I am salivating at the mouth. I'm just like, that's incredible. I want that. But the question is, putting out one episode a week, is that going to get me the results that I want? And this is the question that we're answering today. We have these goals, we have these dreams, we have these big things that we want to do. But a lot of times we do the amount of work that is maybe the bare minimum. Oh, I'm even cringing a little bit myself because I feel like I'm speaking to myself. It's like, yeah, I can do one episode a week. That's fairly standard. That's what people normally do. And it's like, great, well, then you'll get the average like result that everybody else gets. And I have to ask myself, but is that what I want? Do I want to just get the average results that other people get? Or do I want to get a bigger result? Do I want to do more? Do I want to create more? And if I want to get 2 million downloads or even double what we're getting now, then I really have to ask myself, is the quantity of the output that I am putting the work into, getting out into the world, is it enough? And the answer I already know is no. So the question I'm going to ask you is, are you wishing and wanting for better results, but you're not changing the output that you are actually creating and putting out into the world? Now, one thing I want to say is that it's not about rubbish quality, which is why this podcast is saying the truth about quality and quantity in business, because I don't just want to put out a whole lot of rubbish into the world. That is definitely not what I want to do. But the thing is that I already know that I have a lot of ideas. I have a lot of things I want to share with you. And sometimes I wait and sometimes I don't put them out because I'm kind of like, oh, but then that's going to be a lot of work for my VA and we don't really need to publish more than one episode a week and it's going to be really hard to do that. And so all of the things that I'm telling myself are stopping me from creating when it's actually already here inside of me. So I read a Instagram post and I have thoughts on it. I have things I want to tell you about it. And so that's what the previous episode was about, which was all about money, is that somebody shared that they compare themselves, and the next episode is going to be on comparison. They compare themselves and so they don't look at their money. And so I thought, I really want to do an episode on money. So I did an episode on money. I put it out 2 days after the last episode because I just thought, stuff the schedule. If I've got something to say to you, I want to put it out there, which means that I can create more. It means that it's fresh in my mind. It means that we increase our download numbers as well, which then has a knock-on effect to the number of our ranking in the podcast sphere, which means that we can get more listeners. So finding the flow of that and not limiting myself when I have those thoughts, I think is really important. And so I want to ask you today, when you take a look at what you're creating and how you're creating it, do you feel like you're in flow? Do you feel like you're holding yourself back? Or do you feel like your thoughts are, that's enough? I did the one thing. It's like I used to have the thought around content of, oh yeah, like I created that reel and then I put it out there. And so I'm done, tick, I've done for the day. But the question is it getting me the results that I want? And the answer is usually no. Now, I was listening to another podcast on brand. I love my brand podcasts. And one of the guys that I was listening to was just saying, you know, when he looked at Lewis Hamilton and a few other big sporting people and a few other bigger entrepreneurs, that they were doing 5 to 8 posts a day. Now, I am not saying you need to do that. I'm just giving you information that I thought was really interesting around quantity and quality. Is that we have these thoughts that if I post once a day, that for me, if I put a podcast out once a week, if I sell every now and again, that it will give me the results that I want. And then a lot of times I hear from clients who are like, they're not happy with the results, but they also don't want to put in the extra work. And so that's where you've just got to be honest with yourself and you've got to make a call and say, am I willing to do the work that's required? Like when I listen to Omar and his daily podcast, now I don't know whether I'll do daily, but I am definitely going to move faster when I feel inspired to share something with you. And maybe the show notes page can come afterwards, or, you know, maybe we won't do show notes page for every single episode, whatever that looks like. But I know that that thought of all of the production of the podcast as opposed to me recording it and then just getting it up on the podcast app, that's where the shift's going to be. That's where I'm just going to start like creating and putting it out there because I can do that really quickly myself. And so when Omar starts talking about doing his daily podcast and getting the results he gets, then I have to say to myself, am I putting in the work and am I creating the volume of output that is going to help me reach my goals? And right now I have massive goals. I talked on the podcast about the three different stages of business a couple of episodes ago, which was around the build and test, around the consolidate and elevate, and then the asset optimization. And when I'm in asset optimization, which is where I am right now, it's like, okay, I want to create content, high quality content for you. And then I'm all about optimizing the sales so that I can work with more clients in BBA and Amplify and one-on-one coaching. Those are like my three core products. That's what I'm focused on. And so then it's saying, well, what stories am I creating? What reels am I creating? Am I sharing on TikTok? Am I creating content here on the podcast? Because we know that it's through the quality of the content that we share that we attract new clients. Now, this is like top of funnel stuff because obviously, yes, you're going to get your referrals and yes, you're going to have people that have maybe followed you for a while and now they're making the decision to buy from you. But we also know that when we put out a higher quantity of quality content, that we attract more of the people that we want to work with. And so you've just got to make a decision about what you're willing to do. And I think that is such an interesting question because then people start saying, well, I don't want to hustle and I don't want to like overwork and I don't want to burn myself out. And I really feel like there's a middle ground here. I feel like there's the one post a day and then there's like burnout. And one post a day is at the scale of one and burnout's at the scale of 10. And I feel like there is a midpoint that is kind of at the 5 or the 6 where you could potentially double your revenue. You could double your clients. You could double what you're doing. Now, the one thing that I will say here is that if you're like, Suze, I legitimately cannot pump out more content, but it's not actually working for you, then you really need to be thinking about whether what you're putting out into the world is doing what you need it to do. Because if you're just putting stuff out there and you're like, Suze, I'm already at a 5 or a 7, but you're not getting the results, then you've really got to ask yourself about the quality of what you're putting out into the world and what needs to be tweaked and what the message needs to be and whether you're looking at the analytics and whether, you know, you're really speaking to the pain point of the client that you're wanting to work with in whatever area that you're working. So there are a few different questions there that I would love you to ask yourself. I'm kind of right now, I'm just like, let's go. So I didn't even add the intro today because I'm just like, I just want to get straight into this episode. I don't want to do the intro. Maybe I'll make a really short intro moving forward so that if I'm doing more regular episodes, you don't have to wait 23 seconds to get into the episode before I get you to the juicy, meaty stuff that's actually going to help you to think differently, grow your brand, and earn more. Like, that is literally the three things that I'm here to do. That's all I want to help you to do. That's all I help my clients to do. Think differently, grow your brand, earn more revenue. Because I do think that in order to do grow your brand and earn more revenue, you've got to constantly be thinking differently. And I am going to be doing an episode on higher value thinking and higher quality content, which I'm bursting at the seams to share with you, which will be coming very, very soon. But I really want you to do an assessment and be honest with yourself about whether you're hitting your goals. And if you're not hitting your goals, are you just continuing to do what you've always done and expecting a different result? Or are you willing to get out of your own way and start showing up so that you can grow your business to the extent that you really want? Let me know your thoughts on this. I would love to hear.